Hare Vaishnava Thakur Narasanu Erasai
of the time.
Divine grace. Abhayachalana Devata Banana Gosari. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ramse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shikweda Gadadha. Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Kichai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopanath Shayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kichai Vrindavan Kichai Maturadam Kichai Jagannatha Swami Kichai Yamunamai Kichai Srimati Lasi Devi Kichai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kichai Gaur Pranamananda Hari Hari All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Guru Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane Nivashesha, Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarni. So, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorancia. Okay, so now we'll go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Lila, on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And some of these pastimes involve his association with King Prataparudra. Actually, we had several days of festivals, and next week we're coming upon one of the biggest festivals ever, which is Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, which is more important than Janmashtami. And then the day before we have Janmashtami, Lord Krishna's appearance in this world. So we're going to be telling you about some of the things we're going to be doing on Janmashtami. We got to figure it out. It's going to be a little intense. Okay, so let's get to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Someone said there's a little static noise. Let me just check and see how this sounds. I got the right microphone. Give me 1 second. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, I know what that sound is. That sound is my air conditioner. And if you don't like it, it's too bad. Because it's actually quite kind of hot, and anyway, I don't want to get sick. If that's all right with you, I would like not to get sick. If I have everybody's permission. So, anyway, so let's go. Atapite deva padam bhujadvaya. Prasada leshanu grihita hevahi. Janati tatvam bhagavan mahim no. Nachanya eko pichiram vichinvan. Okay. Interesting verse. This is from the Bhagavatam, of course. Lord Brahma said, my Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. And of course, this is from the Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma's prayers, 10.14.29, is explained also in the Majjhima, the 6th chapter, text 84. And of course, the way we get a slight bit of the Lord's mercy is from the Lord's devotees. I was talking about that this morning in class, that you can execute all the austerities you want, but if you don't get the dust of the feet of a pure devotee, then what can I say? You won't get Krishna's mercy. I even offered my prasadam remnants to some devotee today, and they refused. They said, no, I don't like that type of food. Phew. Anyway, what can you do? Those who have ears, let them hear. Those who have eyes, let them see. Raja Kahi Sabi 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 Jagannatha Nadekiya Chitanyera Vasagrihe Chalila Dana. The king said, instead of visiting the temple of Lord Jagannath, all the devotees are running toward the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let me tell you the scenario that's occurring right here. King Prataparudra is watching all the devotees who've just come from Navadweep, Mayapur, Bengal, to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what happened is that when they came to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king was hearing Gopinath Acharya describing who these devotees were, each and every one. And he was surprised to see that the devotees were running to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rather than going to the temple. Oh my God. Aren't you supposed to go to the temple first? No. You're supposed to see the great devotee first. And if the great devotee happens to be God, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that's a pretty good idea. So you got Lord Chaitanya, you got two blessings. He's the greatest devotee and he's God. You can't do better than that, believe me. If you can do better than that, just let me know. Send me a text message. Vata kaye eta svabhavika premalrita mahaprabhu milibare utkantita chita. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, this is spontaneous love. All the devotees are very anxious to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Age tanre midi sabe, tanre sange lana, tanra sange jagannatha, dekibe nagiya. First the devotees will meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then take him with them to the temple to see Lord Jagannath. Wow. Rajakai Bhavanande Raputra Vaninata Prasadalanal Sange Chale Pancha Sata. The king said, the son of Bhavananda Roy named Vaninatha, along with 5 or 7 other men, went there to obtain the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. Mahaprabhura Halaye Harila Gamanta Eta Mahaprasadachahi Kahaki Karana. Indeed, Vaninatha has already gone to the residence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has taken a huge quantity of Mahaprasadam. Please let me know the reason for this. It's obvious why he's gone to take the Mahaprasadam. Not that he's going to eat it all himself. Vatakahe Bhaktagana Aila Janina Prabhura Ingate Prasadaya Tanalana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, understanding that all the devotees have come, Lord Chaitanya gave the sign, and therefore Vaninatha and others have brought such great quantities of Mahaprasadam. Rajakahe Upavasak Kshora Chitera Vidana Tahana Karyakine Kaiva Anapana. The king then asked the Bhattacharya, why have the devotees not observed the regulations for visiting the pilgrimage place, such as fasting, shaving, and so on? Why have they first eaten prasadam? This is a very interesting question. Wow, because it's a regulation. When you first go to the holy place, you shave your head if you're a man. And if you go to Tirumala, then you also shave your head if you're a woman. Both things are there. And then you're supposed to fast, see the deities, undergo some austerities. I mean, there's all sorts of smarter rules for doing these things. But prasadam is transcendental, as long as it's actually prasadam. Prasadam means the Lord's mercy. It doesn't mean food. You know, we're not bogies. We're yogis. Bhatta kahi tumi ye kaha sevidi dharma. Hey, ragamarge ache sukshma dharma marma. The Bhattacharya told the king, what you've said is right according to the regulated principles governing the visiting of holy places, but there is another path, which is the path of spontaneous love. According to those principles, there are subtle intricacies involved in the execution of religious principles. And Prabhupada explains this very, very nice. According to the Vedic regulated principles, one has to be celibate before entering a holy place of pilgrimage. Generally, people are very much addicted to sense gratification, and unless they have sex at night, they cannot sleep. The regulated principles therefore enjoin that before a common man goes to a holy place of pilgrimage, he should observe complete celibacy. As soon as one enters a holy place, he must observe fasting for the day, and after shaving his head clean, he must take a bath in a river or ocean near the holy place. These methods are adopted to neutralize the effects of sinful activities. Visiting a holy place of pilgrimage means neutralizing the reactions of sinful life. Those who go to holy places of pilgrimage actually unload the reactions of their sinful lives, and consequently, holy places are overloaded with sinful activities left there by visitors, and also sometimes by residents too. Just like in Jagannath Puri, you have people, not going to say who live there, who mix the Mahaprasadam with fish, and they eat that. Not going to describe who does that. Not just Gandhi Buddhists, of course. So, when a saintly person or pure devotee visits such a holy place, he absorbs the sinful effects left by the common men and again purifies the holy place, tirti korvanti tirthani. In other words, a pure devotee makes a holy place. That's from the Bhagavatam 1.13.10. Therefore, a common man's visit to a holy place and an exalted saintly person's visit there are different. The common man leaves his sins in the holy place, and a saintly person or devotee cleanses these sins simply by his presence. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were not common men, and they could not be subjected to the rules and regulations governing the visiting of the holy places. Rather, they exhibited their spontaneous love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately upon arrival at the holy place. They went to see Lord Chaitanya, and by his order, they took Mahaprasadam without following the regulations governing holy places. Now, several things here to understand. First of all, they had spontaneous love. So spontaneous love, or Raga Nuga, transcends the rules and regulations. That's the first point. And the second point is very important. These personalities had no karma, no sinful actions or reactions. They're pure devotees of the Lord. Or some of them, such as Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda, were God, or are God, not were God. They're God. You know, God doesn't have to purify himself. So, for those two reasons, what they did was perfectly okay. Ishwarera paroksha adya shora uposhana prabhura sakshadagya prasada bhojana. The scriptural injunctions for shaving and fasting are indirect orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when there is a direct order from the Lord to take prasadam, naturally the devotees take prasadam as their first duty. This reminds me of something that's controversy that we discussed this morning in class, that's been discussed on the internet. How do you break the fast on Janmashtami? Ooh, Well, looking into the scriptures, which one of my God siblings did, who shall remain nameless, to protect the innocent, this God sibling found out that actually you're supposed to fast all and not break the fast. Isn't that sad? Not midnight. It's a 24-hour fast for Janmashtami. Is the scriptural injunction, Prabhus and Prabhinis. I hate to break it to you. That's the scriptural injunction. Now, isn't everybody sad that they have to follow that scriptural injunction? Well, I got some good news. Because first the bad news. And then, now we'll give you the good news. The good news is Prabhupada said we can break at midnight. So that's Prabhupada's direction. We can break the fast at midnight, even though you're supposed to fast completely. Another injunction that you find in the scriptures. Anyway, you find so many injunctions. But that's why we have Srila Prabhupada or Acharya to tell us how to do things. Now, what should that fast consist of? Should it consist of grains and delectables so you can enjoy your body, enjoy your senses? Or should it be just something very, very simple? Well, Prabhupada allowed both things. That's interesting. So I was with Prabhupada many years ago, and Prabhupada made us cook a grain feast at midnight. But that was a big festival where we had many guests attending. So we had a grain feast. But in India and other places, Prabhupada said, no, you break with a little Ekadashi break fast. Simple prasadam, not something that's like filling your belly. And there's several reasons for that. One reason is that you want to wake up the next morning in some semblance of sanity for Prabhupada's appearance day. I mean, I see devotees who have eaten tremendously the night before and they stumble into the celebration the next day at midday, when the celebration actually starts at 10 or 9 in the morning. That's one reason. And then also, it's Prabhupada's concession that we're allowed to break the fast at all at midnight. You know, so generally, I advise the devotees to do Ekadasi at midnight. However, for guests, we should not have a Ekadasi prasadam at midnight, because the guests, 99% of them, are not coming the next day. You know, they won't come 2 days in a row. Certainly, they won't wake up early the next day, like surrendered devotees like myself do. So, therefore, you should have two things. One for the guests, one for the devotees. And you may think, oh, I've been fasting all day. Why can't I enjoy my tongue at night? Well, I got news for you. You're not the body. How many times have you enjoyed the tongue? You know, be patient. You'll enjoy the tongue the next day on Prabhupada's appearance day. There's another feast coming. You know, so there's a certain time when it's time to control Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pashta Vegam. You got this pushing. If you can control your tongue, you can control Krishna. Isn't that pretty cool? It's like winning the lottery. I'll tell you, if you can control the tongue, you won the lottery. The spiritual lottery. But it's Dharma Dejiwayati, Lovamai Sadurmati. It's very hard to control the tongue. So anyway, word to the wise is sufficient. So if you're going to be around for, the point is, here's the point, if you're going to be around for Prabhupada's day the next day, then just take a grain breakfast. I mean, non-grain breakfast. And if you're not going to be around, then eat a nice feast because you have to go home or something like that to celebrate Lord Krishna's appearance. I mean, either way, it's all right. This is Kali Yuga. We're making so many concessions. So the point is, Prabhupada made concessions. That's the main point. And in line with what this verse states, when there's a direct order from the Lord or from his pure devotee to take prasadam, the devotees take prasadam as their first duty. And that's, of course, what Lord Chaitanya did with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He offered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya prasadam first thing in the morning when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was just like rolling out of bed. Didn't even get a chance to wash his hands and mouth or whatever when you take prasadam. Oh my God. Prabhupada was very merciful. Lord Chaitanya was very merciful. And prasadam is merciful because it is mercy. Prasada. Okay. Tahan upavasa yaha nahi maha prasada. Prabhu agnya prasada tyage hayaparada. When Mahaprasadam is not available, there must be fasting. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly orders one to take prasadam, neglecting such an opportunity is offensive. So when I offered my kasha to someone today, they should have taken it. It's actually a funny story. It's an internal story that I'm not going to tell the details of. Visheshe Sri Haste Prabhu Kare Parivesana Etalaba Chare Kon Kare Uposana Poshana. I'm laughing too much to pronounce it properly. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing prasadam with his transcendental hand, who will neglect such an opportunity and accept the regulative principle of fasting? You know, Krishna comes and says, here's some prasadam. You say, no, I got to follow the regulative principles, Krishna. It's pretty stupid. Purve Prabhu More Prasadanahani Dila Prate Sayaya Vasi Ami Sayana Kuyela. Previously, the Lord gave me Mahaprasadam rice one morning and I ate it just sitting on my bed without having even washed my mouth. And for a Brahmin, that is really bad. Because a Brahmin, when they first get up, they're supposed to wash their mouth, and take a bath, do the sanja. Sanja means like the performance they do at sunrise. You know, Surya Namaskar, whatever they're going to do at sunrise. Sanya Vandana. And then, after all that's over, worshipping the deities, then they have to wash their feet and mouth again before they eat prasadam. So it's not that you just get up in the morning. Like in the West, people are accustomed just to waking up in the middle of the night and opening up the refrigerator and taking a midnight snack. I remember when I was a young brahmachari, they would keep all the feast prasadam in a refrigerator. It was close to the brahmachari ashram. So what I would do is I would wake up in the middle of the night, a very, very little night, and tiptoe. Everybody knows what tiptoeing is. I would tiptoe to the refrigerator and gradually open it up and look around, and with a guilty look on my face, and grab sweet rice. One time I was doing that, and temple president happened to just see what I was doing and caught me. It was about like midnight. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, taking Mahaprasadam. Would you like some too? I mean, what else could you do in a circumstance like that? You say, And he said, okay. And so we both sat down and ate Mahaprasadam in the middle of the night. But don't try that in your temple. So it was a nice temple president at that point. You know, I was a kid. I was like 20 years old. Young people, you know, they're allowed to eat too much. Old people should eat too little. Yanre kripakari kareno riye prerana. No, that wasn't Amarendra, was the question. He would have beat me up. That was Sasvarupa. Amarendra would have killed me. I wouldn't have survived that night. Krishna Shraya Haya Chade Veda Loka Dharma. The man to whom the Lord shows his mercy by inspiring him with his heart, within the heart, takes shelter only of Lord Krishna and abandons all Vedic and social customs. That doesn't mean that we reject all Vedic and social customs. But when there's a contradiction between the loving service to Krishna and his devotees, and we are actually on the right platform, you know, one who is actually transcendentally situated doesn't have to do those duties, then you can neglect the ordinary customs. And only then. You have to be on the right platform, number one. And number two, you have to actually you have so much love. It has to be the right circumstance. Because even if you're on the right platform, you're still going to want to set a good example for others. Yad yad acharati shreshtastha tati vetaro janaha. So it has to be the proper situation where you get a superior order from the Lord, number one, and you have to be on a superior platform. Yes, I know Amarendra likes me. I just got a message. Yeah, I'm actually, he really likes me a lot. Oh, I miss all these devotees, but after this life, we go to Yamaraj. We don't see everyone for a long time. This is also the teaching of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, 1866. Sarva dharmam parichaja vamikam shananam braja. Ham tvam sarvapapyo. Papapyo. Mokshiyashyami masuchaha. Men in all varieties of religion. And just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So in other words, you have to know what Krishna's direct order is. It's not that you take this particular verse from the Bhagavad Gita out of context and say, I'm going to give up all varieties of religion. But there's an and there. And surrender unto me. That means you have to know what Krishna wants, and you have to know what Krishna wants through the spiritual master. Do not fear. Such firm faith in the Supreme Personality of God is possible only by the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is sitting within everyone's heart, and when he personally inspires his devotee, the devotee does not stick to the Vedic principles or social customs. But when, I'm going to use the operative phrase, when he personally inspires his devotee, personally, that doesn't mean your mind inspires you, the devotee does not stick to the Vedic principles or social customs, but rather devotes himself to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is confirmed in the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 4:29-46. It's actually an important verse. Yadayam anugrinampi grinati bhagavanatma bhavataha sajahati matheim loke vedecha parinishtitam. When one is inspired by the Lord who is sitting in everyone's heart, he does not care for social custom or Vedic regulated principles. And we're not talking about the four regulated principles. We're talking about all this Vedic stuff. Vedic. And what is Vedic anyway? That's an interesting point. The word Veda means knowledge. And Vedanta means the conclusion or the end of all knowledge. Not the end of all knowledge, the knowledge is finished, but it's the conclusion of all knowledge, the ultimate Siddhanta. And Siddhanta, by all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. 15:15. So if we do what Krishna wants, that is Vedic. That is a Vedic regulative principle. And there's secondary Vedic regulative principle. principles, as Krishna states in the Gita, Trigunya Visaya Vedach, Nis Trigunya Vavarjana, Nir Van Flo, Nitrasovit Satvasto, Nir Yogakshema Hatmavan. Most of the Vedas are meant for people in the three modes of nature, or for dealing with the three modes of nature, but we're supposed to rise above them and be transcendental. Of course, we may not be transcendental, but we follow the specific bhakti injunctions given to us by our acharyas, especially by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This instruction, 429-46, was given by Narada Goswami to King Prachinipati in connection with the story of Paranjana. Here, Narada implies that without the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot extricate himself from the fruit of activities that are under the jurisdiction of the Vedas. So many fruit of activities and sacrifices. You got to keep the fire burning all the time if you're a Brahmin. You got to do all these sanja things. Oh, you got to become expert in Sanskrit. Oh. In previous verses, 429-42-44, Narada admits that even personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, the Prajapatis, headed by Daksha, the four Kumaras, Marichi, Atri, Angira, Palascha, Kulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vashishta, and even Narada himself could not properly receive mercy of the Lord. They are humble. And we are thinking, oh, I got the causeless mercy of the Lord. Yes, we got it, but we haven't received it. It's two things. Prabhupada is giving it to us. Krishna is giving it to us. Lord Chaitanya is giving it to us, and we're not taking it. It's our fault. It's not that Krishna's not giving you mercy. Tavi Raja Atalika Haite Talite Aila Kashi Mishra Padicha Patra Dunhela. After this, King Prataparudra came down from the top of his palace to the ground and called for Kashi Mishra and the inspector of the temple. Prataparudra Gyadila Se Duijane Prabhu Stani Asyachena Yata Prabhura Gane Savare Swachanda Vasa Swachanda Prasada Swachanda Darshana Kariha Nahiena Bada. Maharaj Prataparudra then told both Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector, provide all the devotees and associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with comfortable residences, convenient eating facilities for prasadam, and convenient visiting arrangements at the temple so that there will not be any difficulty. So the king is getting the hints. He says, these are not just ordinary pilgrims. These are great personalities and Lord Chaitanya's God, so give them the best. Like Prabhupada said one time, when they criticized Prabhupada, the press, that is, newspaper at that time, there wasn't any internet, they criticized Prabhupada for coming in on a Rolls Royce, the Swami Rolls's in. And Prabhupada said, you could tell them, and Prabhupada said this to a reporter, that even a gold car is not good enough for the spiritual master. A gold car, your solid gold car. What to speak of a Rolls Royce? So, or Tesla. Prabhura gya paliya dunhe savadana hana ajana hi tabu kariya ingita bhushiya. The orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be carefully carried out. Although Lord may not give direct orders, you are still to carry out His desires simply by understanding His indications. Wow. Etravali vidaya dila sedvi jane sarvamamad dekite aila vaishnavamilane. Saying this, the king gave them permission to leave. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya also went to see the assembly of all the Vaishnavas. Gopinathacharya Bhattacharya sarvabhamad Dure Rahide Ke Prabhura Vaishnava Milana. From a distant place, Gopinathacharya and Sarvabhama Bhattacharya watched the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Singhadwara Dahine Chari Sabha Vaishnava Gana Kashi Mishra Gaha Pate Kri Lagamana. Beginning from the right side of the Lion Gate, or the main gate of the temple, all the Vaishnavas began to proceed toward the house of Kashi Mishra. Hey na Kali Mahaprabhu Nijagana Sange Vaishnave Mililasi Pate Bahu Range. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his personal associates, met all the Vaishnavas on the road with great jubilation. Advaita Karila Prabhura Charanavandana Acharyere Kaila Prabhu Prema Alingana. First, the Dvaitacharya offered the prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord immediately embraced him in ecstatic love. Prema Nande Haila Dunhe Parama Astira Samaya Dekia Prabhu Haila Kichu Dira. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Dvaitacharya displayed agitation due to ecstatic love. Seeing the time and sense, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained patient. In other words, he kept his ecstatic symptoms down because there were other people there. So generally, a devotee does not exhibit his ecstatic symptoms in front of everybody. Shivasari Garila Prabhu Charana Vandana Pratyeke Karila Prabhu Prema Lingana. After this, all the devotees headed by Srivasa Thakur offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord embraced each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy. Eke Sarvabhakte Kaila Sambhashana Savalana Avyantare Karila Gamana. The Lord addressed all the devotees one after another and took all of them with him into his house, or into the house. Mishrera Vasa Sehaya Alpastana Asankhya Vaishnavatahan Haila Parimana. Since the residence of Mishra was insufficient, all the assembled devotees were very much overcrowded. The place where Lord Chaitanya stayed, the Gambhir, was very small. I don't know if anyone's actually seen the Gambhir. I have. It wasn't that big. And I couldn't imagine. Of course, Kashi Mishra's house was surrounding there, so I'm sure they weren't all in the Gambhira. But, phew, it is pretty crowded. It's not a big place. Apana Nikate Prabhu Sabhavasaila Apani Sri Haste Savare Malya Ganda Dila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit at his side, and with his own hand he offered them garlands and sandalwood. Oh, wow. The Lord is offering garlands and sandalwood pulp. That's on the forehead. That's generally, it was interesting. I first learned how to put sandalwood pulp on Prabhupada from Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Because generally I used to put the sandalwood pulp right in front. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj instructed me, not on myself, on Prabhupada I'm talking about. Tamal Krishna Maharaj instructed me, no, put them on Prabhupada on the side, on the temples. That's how you're supposed to put it on. And another thing is, just put it on when it's warm out, you rascal. Because sometimes you find the devotees, I mean, people just so much into rituals that even though it's like freezing out and there's icicles dripping down from the Vyasa sun, they'll put sandalwood pulp on Prabhupada. And they say, well, that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, people just get so ritualistic. It's incredible. Do not put sandalwood pulp on Prabhupada unless it's warm out, unless you want to be cooled down. Prabhupada would want to be cooled down. Do not use the peacock fan on the deities unless it's hot out. I don't care what time of the year it is, rascal. It doesn't matter. You say, well, it's the time of the year where I'm supposed to use the peacock feather. No. Peacock fan, sorry. If it's hot, yes. If it's not hot, no. You know, God is a person. The pure devotee is a person. You got to think personally when you're doing these things. The things with the deities also. If it's hot, yes, it's not certainly... You know, they've always had this thing at a certain time of the year they have to start with the peacock fan. But if it's freezing, And what are you going to do if you're living south of the equator where everything is reversed? Then you're doing everything in reverse. When it's cold, you're doing the peacock fan. When it's hot, you're not. When it's cold, you're doing sandalwood. When it's hot, you're not. Because it's just, you know, these things are just not rituals. People get so much into the ritual consciousness, they don't realize why they're doing what they're doing, when they're doing it. You know, you got to be intelligent. Of course, maybe that's too much to ask of everybody. Bhattacharya charya tabe mahaprabhurastane yata yogya minilasa bhakarasane. After this, Gopinathacharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met all the Vaishnavas at the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a fitting manner. Advaitera kahina prabhu madhura vachane ajiyami purnaha ilana tamara gamane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Advaitacharya, saying, "Sweetly, my dear sir, today I become perfect because of your arrival. Advaitakaheshwarera e swabhavahaya yadyapi apane purna sarvaishwarya maya tatapi bhakta sange haya sukola sa bhakta sange kare nitya vivida vilasa." Advaitacharya replied, "This is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is personally complete and full in all opulences, he takes transcendental pleasure in the association of his devotees, with whom he has a variety of eternal pious times." So, we will end here at 1:36. And we will take questions real quickly because I have another meeting exactly in 10 minutes from now. So, we may end a little before the hour, just so you can, so I can have my meetings. Eating, sleeping, meeting, and defending. That is my life. And tomorrow morning I have another GBC meeting. That's an interesting question. So the same rule, weather sensitivity, applies to the Chandan Yatra Festival? It should. I mean, why would you want to put chandan on Krishna when it's freezing? It's freezing. I mean, why you put the chandan on the deity because it's hot out. I mean, at least, all right, I may be on the Raghunuga platform or devotional service or something like that. You know, you may say, "Well, what about the rules and regulations, Maharaji?" So, but I think we should really consider, we should actually consider the situation. Sandalwood is meant for cooling. Prabhupada, when Prabhupada took his massage, he would either take mustard oil or sandalwood oil, depending on the time of the year. It's not, if it was hot, then it was sandalwood oil. And it was cold, it was mustard oil, which is very heating. So Prabhupada understood the difference. Why don't we understand the difference? Okay. I think Madhava, you had a question? Oh, no. Okay.
Dandavat Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. So my question was that in our, here in North America, and maybe in Europe, I mean, maybe not in Europe, but we have air conditioning in the temples. It means never that more funky, never. What is that?
We have air conditioning, but usually the deity room is hotter than the rest of the temple. I've seen, because of the lights and everything like that. So even during, I would do it based on the weather outside. That's the way I think about it. I don't base it on the weather inside. I base it on the weather outside. Because I think that, you know, when I'm worshiping Krishna, I think he's outside. Because Krishna doesn't stay inside. He doesn't like staying inside.
Thank you, Maharaj.
There's like the temples in Vrindavan, they're actually not inside temples. They're like, you know, there's a courtyard and they're open to the outside. Krishna yeah. likes his fresh. Krishna likes his fresh air. He doesn't like cooped up on an altar. So, that's the way I look at it. Anyway.
Thank so you, Maharaj.
What do I need to do to demonstrate to Krishna that I really need prema bhakti? Good question from Rishikesh. demonstrate in Krishna, you really need prema bhakti. Chant nicely, dance for Krishna, preach and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, and pray loyam, have intense hankering. Actually, the price for prema bhakti is loyam or intense hankering. And you manifest that by chanting with great attention. If you're really hankering for something, you'll be very attentive. Just like I know, let's give you a material example. When I want to buy a new computer, and I'm looking at all the different options, I'm extremely attentive and detailed, and all the different features of every computer or car or something like that, all the different features. Just like someone sent me a note today, what color do you like in cars? Do you like blue? That's hard to get. White is easier. Polka dot is even easier. That's a joke. No polka dot cars. But anyway, so we're very attentive. When we want something, we're very attentive. Just like if a girl is trying to attract a boy, she's very attentive how she combs her hair. You can tell when she wants to attract someone because everything is perfectly. She looks like she was airbrushed, basically. And when she's not trying to attract a boy, she looks like Medusa. I don't know if you know who Medusa is, anyway. When she's already married to the guy, then whatever. So when we're trying to attract Krishna, we have to be attentive to the details in sadhana bhakti. Okay, another question? You can write your question or speak your question or raise your hand. Or we can end since we have this conference in about 4 minutes. Okay, since there's no other questions, we will see everybody tomorrow night, same time, same station. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.